Chapter 2, Aladdin and the Wonderful Lamp, Part 2. Aladdin was trapped in the cave. "Uncle," he called, "help me!" But there was no reply. The magician had whisked himself back to North Africa. All he wanted was the lamp. If Aladdin would not help him get that, he cared nothing for Aladdin. For 3 days, Aladdin stayed in the pitch-black cave. At first, he shouted. Then he wept. Finally, he put his hands together to pray. As he did so, he happened to rub the ring that the magician had placed on his finger. A genie rose before him. "What is your wish?" said the genie of the ring. Aladdin was scared, but he managed to say, "Take me out of this cave." Poof! Aladdin found himself outside again. He ran home to tell his mother all that had happened. He showed her the gems, which she thought were just pretty things as well. Then he showed her the lamp. "It is so dirty," said Aladdin's mother. "Let me clean it. Then perhaps I can sell it and get us some food." She took a cloth and started rubbing the lamp. Suddenly, a monstrous genie appeared. This genie was far bigger than the one that had appeared to Aladdin before.
"What is your wish?"
thundered the genie of the lamp. The poor woman almost fainted with fear. Aladdin said, "We are hungry. Get us something to eat." Poof! The genie returned with 12 gold platters piled high with food. Aladdin and his mother ate their fill. Then they sold the gold platters and bought more food. One day at the market, Aladdin caught a glimpse of the Sultan's daughter. She was so beautiful that he fell in love at once. He told his mother that he wanted to marry the princess. Aladdin's mother laughed. "Have you lost your senses?" she said. "Your father was a poor tailor."
"Remember the glittering things from the cave?" said Aladdin. "Take them and offer them as a gift to the Sultan."
Aladdin's mother went to the Sultan. "My lord," she said, "my son Aladdin wishes to marry your daughter." The Sultan burst out laughing.
"Your son and my daughter?" he boomed. "Ha!"
Aladdin's mother opened her cloth and displayed the gems. The Sultan fell silent. He stepped forward to look closely at what he saw. He realized that they were not just pretty, glittering things.
"These are astounding," the Sultan thought. "I have never seen such radiant gems."
The Sultan spoke again.
"Your son may marry my daughter on one condition. He must send 40 servants, each carrying a bowl of gems like these."
When Aladdin heard this, he rubbed his lamp. The genie appeared. Aladdin repeated the Sultan's wish. Almost instantly, the genie returned with 40 servants. Each servant carried a large golden bowl. Half of the bowls were filled with pearls and diamonds. The others were filled with rubies and emeralds. The Sultan was amazed. He agreed that Aladdin could marry his daughter. Aladdin was delighted. He rubbed the lamp. The genie appeared. Aladdin commanded the genie to prepare a wedding fit for a prince. The 40 servants appeared again. They brought Aladdin rich clothes and sweet perfumes. They gave him a beautiful horse, which he rode to the wedding. They threw gold pieces to the people who lined the streets to see him. They made Aladdin a palace right next to the Sultan's palace. They even rolled out a thick red carpet for the princess. It stretched from the Sultan's home to Aladdin's palace. When the Sultan saw Aladdin's palace, he was sure that Aladdin was the right husband for his daughter. They celebrated their wedding with a feast and music. The party lasted all day and all night.